The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends, the day after Thanksgiving. And we're going to talk about food today, the day after Thanksgiving. And my good friend, Kathy Salter.
Nice to see you again.
Good to have you here, Kathy. You had a good Thanksgiving?
We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yeah.
But today we're talking about food, which is kind of appropriate, the day after Thanksgiving. Spanish cooking and U.S. Thanksgivings. How do they tie in?
Well, Ken and I have a son and three grandchildren.
In fact, you just got back from Spain.
Who live in Madrid. They've been there 15 years. And we go as often as we can, which is not enough. But mm-hmm. we were just there in October, and it was sunny and gorgeous the whole time. The markets were absolutely filled with orange squash, orange pumpkins,
yeah.
In everything you can think of in a market that's orange. And it made me think about Thanksgiving coming up. Our daughter-in-law, Anna, wants to learn how to make a pumpkin pie. And so we talked about how she can roast her own pumpkin. You just, you know, get the small size pumpkin and roast it in the oven and puree it and make a pie or a flan.
No, wait. Now, I've grown a lot of pumpkins, and I've got my pumpkins all out in front of the house and on the porch, but I've never made a pumpkin pie from a pumpkin that I've grown. Do you roast the whole pumpkin?
You can either cut the top off and just put it whole in the oven in some kind of pan where the juices aren't going to run off
right.
all over
and
the floor.
Then what part do you use after you've roasted
it? And then you cut it in half, and you scoop out the pulp. Which is then soft, just like you would an acorn squash.
Uh-huh.
Just pretend like that's a pumpkin.
Okay.
You can either cut it in half and roast it.
How long you roast it?
How big is the pumpkin?
Well, right now, they're all sitting out in the yard.
They have a small size pumpkin,
yeah.
The little ones. Not the bitty-bitty ones, but the little ones. Those are called pie pumpkins, and because one of those is enough for a pie.
Okay.
They're a little juicier than, you know, your Libby's canned pureed pumpkin, which is a little more solid. So it's going to be a little thinner pie, probably.
But you brought along all of this wonderful fruits and vegetables. And what you need to do is go to kbia.org. Click on programs on the front page of the webpage, and then click on Paul Pepper. Watch this video. And you've got everything in here, which is perfect for autumn and winter, right?
Well, for example, here's this gorgeous magazine, and it features, instead of thinking about your vegetables, you know, a little bowl of this, another bowl of that, think about mixing them.
Mixing your vegetables all together.
Here's a pan of roasted new potatoes.
Brussels sprouts,
beets, you know, the beautiful colors, all roasted with the magic ingredient, olive oil.
Yeah. Yeah, you could put olive oil in anything and it tastes good. Yeah. And a little bit of lemon and garlic.
Right, afterwards.
Right.
And the garlic, I mean, I'm now buying these big bags of garlic because you can make garlic soup if you have a cold.
Garlic soup?
I did yesterday.
How do you make garlic soup?
It just sounds awful, but it is ambrosia, and it fills the house with this wonderful smell.
Do you eat the garlic soup or do you smell it?
No, you do.
Okay.
You could probably just put your nose over it and inhale the fumes first.
If you've got a cold,
you take two of these garlic cloves, cut them in half.
Two big garlic cloves.
Just like the earth, you cut it at the equator, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you open them up, and you've got two halves with all your garlic cloves in there, and you do two of these.
Okay, so what she's talking about is a bulb of garlic.
The whole thing,
not a clove,
but the whole garlic, head of garlic.
You slice it in half and then you boil it in water.
The whole thing. Nope, you put it in the oven
in
tinfoil. You wrap it up, you drizzle olive oil over it first, and you bake it for 40 minutes.
Okay.
And it gets soft like honey inside. And then all you do is cut up, I got my potatoes in here somewhere, which I won't be able to find now. You buy some potatoes, white potatoes, Yukon potatoes, and you cut them up into chunk sizes. You put chicken broth in there. When your
roasted garlic.
When your roasted garlic comes out, you just literally squeeze like that, and it all pops out. It is heavenly.
It's called garlic soup.
Garlic
soup. Now, somebody listening is going to ask for that recipe.
That's all it is the heads of garlic.
Will you send me an email?
I will.
With that garlic soup recipe.
I will.
And if you want it, just drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu, and I'll send you Kathy Salter's recipe for garlic soup, which is guaranteed to open up your nasal passages also if you have a cold.
My friend Jane Flink has a rotten cold. I took her two big batches of garlic soup, and I said, have it for lunch, have it for dinner. And if that doesn't kill that cold, get to the doctor.
Okay, garlic soup.
So, I mean, here's something that a lot of people don't quite know what to do with garlic. You know,
I love to put garlic in everything.
You can mix it on so many things.
Now,
you
can, in Spain, are anchovies big
anchovies
too?
Are right out of the sea, right out of the local sea. And they are a different creature than
the ones in the can?
They are much, much better, yes. Much, much better.
So how would you prepare anchovies right out of the sea?
I would have somebody else prepare them and serve them to me.
Okay. But
for example, last year when we were in Spain, my grandchildren's Spanish grandfather brought a bag of barnacles. Mm-hmm. You know, barnacles grow on the sides of old ships. And
yes.
They are a treasure, like morel mushrooms are a treasure. And they look like a pig's hoof with this arm that comes up.
The barnacles that grow on the side
of the ship. And I said to my son, because I'm always game to try things, what do they taste like? He said, I'm going to snap this off, and then you just drink it. And he said, it tastes like the sea.
And did it taste like
the sea? It did. It just was this.
But barnacles off the sides of ships are like delicacies of morel mushrooms.
But they have people who go to the Atlantic part of Spain in this one season, and they get them off the hills or off the cliffs under the water.
Yeah.
But I think of them as something that would be growing on a ship.
It's amazing, Kathy. We're out of time.
Oh,
I could go on and talk to you forever. But if you want that recipe for garlic soup, and I know Nico is listening or watching in Madrid, right?
Yes. Hi, Nico.
Okay. Remmel's talking about you all the time.
He's saying it's Nick now.
Okay, Nick. Monday, Mel Zelenik will be on with us talking about saving money. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio. Normally is Pat Akers. Today is Raymond Tungekar. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org. We'll see you.